Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Some have opined that God would be unjust in his condemnation of men if they don't have a self-determining free will. In the first place, the potsherds of the earth should never even contemplate some situation wherein they could accuse God of injustice, even hypothetically. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Nebuchadnezzar learned this the hard way. None can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Paul understood this clearly. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? No doubt he had read the book of Isaiah. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou? In the second place, man does willingly act according to his sinful nature, and because of that nature cannot choose the things of God. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Were it not true that the Lord in his mercy does restrain the wickedness of men, they would soon destroy themselves and all around them. By nature, men are not in any wise restrained by any power which is inherent in themselves. The Lord said it best in his answer to the Pharisees, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. So it is quite clear that men do not possess a self-determining free will, since they are slaves to sin by nature and will act according to that nature. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. When the Lord gave the written law to Moses, he made it plain that this law was conditional. If a man kept the law, he would live, and if he broke the law, he would perish. The Jews erred in thinking that a partial keeping of it, even as the multitude of men do still, would suffice to gain the blessing set forth in the law. This error rests upon three other errors. One is a disregard of the fact that God will by no means clear the guilty. The other is a disregard of the fact that for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. The third is that they do not believe that the law is powerless to enable a man to keep it. Thus they go about to establish their own righteousness by their supposed adherence to it. In the darkness of their natural minds, they think that they are able to keep the law. Yet this is an impossible task, not because the law is not holy, but precisely because it is. The law was never given in order that men might gain life by it, but rather to reveal the sin that doth so easily beset us all. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. The problem that men have and the solution to that problem is set forth by Paul. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. The need of a sinner is not a code which promises life if he will keep it in its jot and tittle. Rather, the need of a sinner is to have one who will perfectly keep that law in his behalf and impute that righteousness unto him. Yet that is not enough even then, for he has already broken the law and must either pay the penalty of a broken law or else have one who will and can pay the penalty for him. This is an impossible task which no mere man in the flesh can perform for himself or another due to his corrupt nature. Yet there is one who is without sin of his own, who has willingly taken upon himself the wickedness of those sinners whom he has loved from the beginning. He has fully paid the price demanded by the law and removed the condemnation due to them by bearing it himself. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Christ has undertaken an impossible task and has accomplished that eternal redemption of those who flee to him for refuge. It is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. He has not attempted to save men, but rather saves everyone for whom he shed his precious blood. Is his blood precious to you?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.